You are now listening to the Life in Football podcast. Check out the new website, lifeinfootball.com. Once again, the website is lifeinfootball.com. Thanks for listening.
This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. It's life in football. We are life in football.
Welcome to the Life in Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Fee.
And this is your co-host, Colin Moore. You know we loving life and enjoying football.
Top-notch coaches all around the world. Top-notch coaches all around the world. Today, our very special guest is Coach Aaron Joe. And I'm trying to tell you, man, this one of the best coaches in the nation. He's up and coming still now. So just be looking out for his name, man. Coach Joe, he's right now with Georgia Tech. But I'm telling you, man, he's in the process for making young men into grown adults, full-blown businessmen, and they going into life with possibilities of, I'm talking about multiple success, not just on the field, but off the field as well. But before I keep running my mouth, I'm going to go ahead and let C-Mo bring him on.
How you doing, Coach?
Man, I can't call it, man. I'm glad to be here, man. I ain't been in Polk County about 7 months. Long time, you know, back and forth, but this first time I actually had a good little where I ain't down back and forth, yeah. But you know, I'm glad to be home, man.
Hey, look, it's a blessed to have you on, man. Well, you know, we've been trying to get you forever.
Yeah, I was saying, man, about three, it gotta be 3 years.
Yeah, hell, yeah.
I'm talking about 3 years, though, with them schedules, man. But that's
how finally lined up.
That's how it be, man. But I'm thankful, man. I appreciate y'all bringing me on, man. Same. Love what y'all doing, too, man. You know, when I was driving down, I was watching a couple of,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? AP. Yeah. It's crazy. AP, I remember coming down as a college player,
right,
and talking to them at Armadale,
because
I knew the coaches,
yeah,
and then seeing how he like, dang, you know, maybe some, you know, you don't know something you said,
yeah,
motivated the kid, but man, that, you know, stuff like that, man, that make you feel good.
Don't it though?
Right.
Man, I want to start back from, man, I want to bring back to high school,
yeah.
Because I want everybody to hear your journey. If they don't know it, I want to bring that to the forefront, because we got to know. Man, we got to know you, because your name holds so much weight, because even your dad, just give me a brief on that.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, people call me, like I said, Coach Joe, but I'm like, nah, that's my dad.
Yeah.
That's my dad. So my pop, you know, he was a longtime coach at Lakeland, Lake Gibson, but he spent his biggest stint at Kathleen as a head coach, and, you know, he had like 8 guys in the league at one time, so we talking. Yeah. Ray Lewis probably the most notable, but we talking Desmond Clark, we talking Paul Ettinger, we talking Freddie Mitchell. All them dudes like that, you know, so coaching was in my blood, just football.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, everybody talk about Coach Joe, man. I, you know, just hearing them stories, you know, it's awesome. It, you know, I can hear them all day. So just seeing him and seeing, you know, just everybody talk about him. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Joe don't play the radio, Coach Joe, all that. And then even with him as a principal, you know, great, man. So, you know, I had a blueprint.
Yeah,
I just had to go get him myself, man. So.
Yeah. Now, you balling at Lake Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
What schools was all after you for you? Because you ended up picking Georgia Tech, but what schools was on you like?
Man, my first one was Miami.
Oh, and so, you left?
Yeah. My first one was Miami. So that, and then we probably circled back to that, but that was my first offer, University of Miami, you know, Florida State, South Carolina. USF, Stanford, Michigan, all those. Man, I had like 30 offers, but what came to it was when I went up to Georgia Tech, it's just something about it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody talk about that feeling. I talk to recruits and everything. Like, sometimes you get this funny feeling. I knew I was going to be successful there.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, academics. Mom and daddy, they don't play. So they were both principals. So I knew it was a place there I could thrive and be great. And compete at the top notch academically and athletically. So that was ultimate, like, you know, I was like, yeah, this is it. And then the people who was there too.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is it.
Now, Coach, you were saying you want to circle back to the Miami situation. Yeah. Let's go ahead and speak on that. What was going on
so,
with that?
So the person who recruited me was Aubrey Hill.
Yeah.
So rest in peace, man. That's one of the greatest men ever. So when I say circle back, so show you how things work. That was my first scholarship. Mm-hmm. I was 15 years old. He offered me in camp. He was the same reason why I'm right here now in college football.
Right.
So after I was done playing football, I knew I wanted to stay in ball. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I ran into him it was crazy. I ran into him at a Pro Bowl because they was doing something with the high school coaches for all the Pro Bowl. So Ray Lewis invited my dad.
Yeah.
And then I ran into Coach Hill. And so he was the head coach at Carroll City.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, ran into him. I hadn't seen him in years. I was like, yeah, what's up, coach? You know, he was happy to see me. I told him that, man, I'm trying to get back in football. I was teaching at Lake Gibson.
Yeah.
You know, I still had NFL trials, CFL trials, all that stuff. But Coach Hill was like, you know what? I'm going to keep you in mind. A couple months later, he get the job at FIU.
Yeah.
And, you know, I took an unpaid position down there, man, which is, you know, you got to grind.
Yeah.
So I went down there, and I was coaching special teams now.
Uh-huh.
You know, the only special teams I knew a field goal.
Yeah.
So he gave me the opportunity at FIU with Butch Davis to start my coaching career.
Yeah.
6 months later, I'm back at Georgia Tech as a graduate assistant. So if it wasn't for him who recruited me, you know, saying to the University of Miami, you know, and built that relationship, he wouldn't have turned around and told Coach Davis, like, hey, I got this kid, you know, who want to help. And, you know, like I said, he the reason why I was here now. So he passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But he's the reason why I'm in this position. Mm-hmm. It's really both, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my first offer up until where I'm at now. So thanks, Coach Hill, man. Everybody love Coach Hill, man. One of the greatest people ever.
Yeah.
Now, speaking on that, now you're a current coach right now at Georgia Tech, growing up. And I just want to know this from you.
Yeah.
Because as young men, we I guess you look at your dad. See, my dad had passed. He was killed when I was younger. But I remember, see, he used to drive semi-trucks too. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at him, and I used to always be thinking, man, I won't mind driving a semi-truck. You know, I guess that little boy and you looking at your dad, and it had me thinking or even considering that. But I was so young. So I want to know how that was for you, looking at your dad as a coach.
Yeah.
And did that, I guess, push you to be a coach or want to kind of inspire you to be want to be a coach later on? Or, like, when did that kick in? Yeah. Just kind of go through that process and kind of give me your take on it.
So right now, like I said, I'm the general manager.
Yeah.
So I did coach 4 years. So just seeing him really just, you know, he coached me all through Little League and everything. Just seeing how he brought the best out of everybody. You know what I'm saying? And he wasn't one of those cussers and stuff like that, but he was on you. Yeah. He didn't play. So just seeing him and, you know, how he was able to affect people and all of those dudes, man, I'm still tight with today. Like, somebody just put on Facebook, it's like, man, Coach Joe, you know what I'm saying, used to, you know, be on us and everything, grab a helmet, everything like that. That definitely was a motivating force, man, because, you know, the biggest thing is coaching is basically teaching. Coaching is teaching. So, you know, inspiring others. So just seeing him, you know, how people would talk about him and the lives that he changed. And then, you know, like Ray Lewis, that's the best linebacker ever to play, you know, arguably the sport.
Yeah.
And seeing, you know, him talk about my dad in that kind of way, I'm like, dang, you know, definitely motivation to be great. And, you know, all aspects, you know, just because of that. That right there. So, but definitely he was the reason why I kind of, you know, I got into football. You know, he took me to my first little camp and I was like, Pop, I'm ready to play football. I started when I was 10. So I was like, yeah, I'm ready to rock, you know.
How you knew that you wanted to go from coaching to the other side of it?
That's a great question. So when I went back to Georgia Tech, all right, we were still in triple option.
Yeah.
Paul Johnson, I was still with my staff.
Yeah.
I mean, with the people who coached me and everything back in 2018. So, you know, everybody know the triple. You can say what you want, you know what I'm saying? We got a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
He was really good when I was there.
Yeah.
But what happened was coach ended up retiring. So as soon as I get back, coach retired, Coach Johnson.
Yeah.
All right, and then I get, you know, as a graduate assistant, we already know how that can play out.
Right.
You kind of lower the totem pole.
Yeah.
But I was kept on with the old head coach. Mm-hmm. And I had to make the transition of learning kind of traditional offense, you know what I'm saying? And it was tough now. And then it's not many black O-line coaches.
Yeah, you're right.
It's tough. And the one thing that our current coach, Coach Key, who I coached him under, he was like, look, I'm going to be hard on you. He was going to be hard on me anyway.
Right.
But he knew that I wanted the coach. He said, you know how many black O-line coaches there are? It's probably like, I named like five.
Right.
He said, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
So I felt like he was extra hard on me because he knew, which speaks to the volume of the man he is.
Right.
He knew how tough it was going to be. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to discourage me, but letting me know what come with it.
Right.
What come with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was kind of behind the eight ball trying to learn offense, everything. It took me a couple of years to kind of pick that up. And I knew I wasn't ready to have my own room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was pretty good, but I wasn't ready to have my own room. But the one thing I did was I added value in recruiting.
Right.
You could put me in the room. I could talk to any mama, any daddy, anybody I can relate to them.
Yeah.
And my coach saw that. He was like, look, he told me back a couple of years ago, he said, look, you can be the best in the business. He seen it early.
Yeah.
He saw it early. So I said, you know what? This is a place where I can thrive. I can be successful.
Right.
All right. And I have a niche. I knew this is what it was. I could build relationships with anybody. Just like Jordan Dominick, get him up to the Georgia Tech.
Polk County.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. I hung my hat on that because anytime I can get a kid who fits the prototype of what we're looking for,
Right. Great
kid, great man, high student, that's what we do.
Great family background.
100%.
Uh-huh.
So that's when I knew, I was like, look, man, I could be really good. And I moved up really fast.
Yeah.
Which, you know what I'm saying, like we talked about earlier, kind of like the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that don't usually happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it got me where I'm at today. I might be the youngest. GM in the nation. But the thing is, I'm probably the youngest black, too. You know what I'm saying? So just the thing about it was I didn't stop. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep moving.
God been blessing you, boy.
Man.
Like that Georgia Tech been the real center of it all.
100%.
Yeah, like.
And that's what I tell recruits. You know, like I want to be the man today because of Georgia Tech, man. You know, some people tell you it's tough, man, but all that stuff, it built me to what I am today.
Yeah.
It challenged me.
Right.
And that's the reason why I speak so highly of it. It's special to me. And then, you know, we got coaches on our staff who played at Georgia Tech. They feel the same way.
Yeah.
It puts you in position to make these difficult decisions, to learn how to take when stuff come at you. I feel like because of Georgia Tech, there's nothing I can't do because I went through that place and played at a high level and was successful. I got 2 degrees from there.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how much I love the place. Yeah. You just don't go back.
Got you too.
You just don't go back to school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you love the place. But that's how fond I am of Georgia Tech.
And Coach, see, and I got to go back to when you were saying as far as African-American coaches and not to really harp on it and whine about not getting opportunity. But to speak the truth on it, because I look at a coach like Allen Atkins at Florida State, you know, and all the praise he's getting now.
Yep.
And even the coach I know personally, Coach Alex Jackson, he was coaching at Alabama State. He's an offensive line coach, but now he's at Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And I forgot what the position he, I think quality control at Mississippi State. And I always wondered that even with him, because I know he's a good offensive line coach. He started 4 years at Georgia when he was at Georgia.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
Yeah, yeah, see what I'm saying? And, you know, so it's like, why he won't get this? Why nobody? And just listening to you just now, it's like, man, that's crazy, you know? And I already know, you know, it's difficult, but, you know, with you being in coaching and going through the ranks, just to help other young coaches out there, what is some advice that you can kind of give young African-American upcoming coaches that can possibly help them be successful?
Stand out. Add value. That's the biggest thing, add value. Mm-hmm. And that can cover so many things. Like, that's the biggest thing. Add value in recruiting. Add value in how you present yourself. Add value on how you handle things. Yes, sir, no, sir. Getting stuff done.
Right.
All right, being someone who's, like, they always just tell me, a problem solver.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then kind of going back, it's just recruiting too. Recruiting is the biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to make sure you always got to work harder than the person next to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to go harder than everybody else. Some stuff other people do, you know what I'm saying?
You can't do.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And that's big.
Now, I can't let you go without talking about you was with the man.
Yeah.
Nick Saban.
Yeah.
So you gotta talk on that because you on the Bama on the other side, not the ball playing. You on the Bama the business side. Yeah. So how was that?
It was a great experience. And like I said, I was at UConn for 3 months.
Yeah.
And you know, I loved it up there too. That was an awesome spot. Mm-hmm. But then I got that call down there and went down there. And just seeing, you know, people ask me all the time, like, you see Saban? I mean, I see him every day.
Yeah.
But the thing is just sitting back and like, whoa, seeing how they handle business, how the players are, mm-hmm. seeing how you recruit there, seeing these top guys. We had the top recruiting class before I left.
Yeah.
But just seeing how they handle business, you see why they're successful.
Right.
And just seeing how Coach handles business every day.
Yeah.
Straight up and down, don't play the radio. Just like I said, from just game day atmosphere, like I said, you see how and why it's successful. Yeah. And it was unbelievable. All I did was sit back and watch, and all I was doing, I was writing down stuff like, oh, I'm going to use this.
Yeah.
I might not use this, but I'm definitely going to use this.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what you do there.
Yeah.
You go there, you know, people leave there to get developed. You mm-hmm. go there to get developed.
Yeah.
So while I was there, you know, that kind of put like the little stamp on you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm grinding. I'm like, look, man, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. So one thing I did do that I think, and it's important that, you know, talking to young coaches, stuff like that, tell them what you want to do, manifest. And when I say that, when I was interviewing with them, I told him, like, man, look, my dream job is to go back to Georgia Tech, be the general manager.
Yeah.
And 8 months later, you know.
God good, ain't it?
Man, I'm telling you. So, but the thing is, like, I was up front, like, look, man, I'm trying to learn everything.
Right.
I'm writing down all this stuff, what I'm going to do. I'm building, like, my staff. Once I leave, I'm like, I'm going to take this because I want to be successful.
Yeah.
And then our head coach, he was at Bama for about 3 years. So, similar stuff that we do now is from Bama.
Yeah.
Why not use the blueprint to the most successful college football program?
Mm-hmm.
But amazing experience. I love Tuscaloosa. It was great. Kind of remind me of Lake a little bit because it smiled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good groceries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesome experience. But like I said, man, it was great learning up under him. You know, and then you always got that connection forever. You know, and then you got to think, too, of the coaches who left there, you know, you met. You know, like Bill O'Brien, he's now the OC at the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, other people left. You know, now you got that connection with them. You know, and they seen you grind, they seen you recruiting. So now you always can pick up the phone like, hey, what's up, coach? And now you got a connection for life.
But, well,
yeah. Absolutely. Awesome. Awesome experience.
That boy coaching trees something serious, man.
Know.
You got coaching with the Georgia Bulldogs, Steve Sarkisian. You got Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Even there, like Derrick Dooley, you know what I'm saying? Like he was the head coach of Tennessee who I got tight with.
Just, yeah.
He's there. And then you seeing all these, like, oh, that's what's the name?
Yeah.
The head coach, he was the D coordinator at Florida, Coach Grantham.
Yeah.
He was there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you seeing like, dang, all these dudes here, you like, you know, make sure you dap them up.
Yeah.
Make sure you holler at them, man. It was an amazing experience, man.
Amazing coach. Experience. Right before I let you go, man, I want to give a shout out to the special people in your life, you know, like for us who helped you to become the person that you are today, and who continue to help you to be successful even now to this day.
God, that's number one.
Yeah,
God number one, because the biggest thing I felt like different times in my life, it was always something different. You know what I'm saying? So, like my biggest thing is consider it all joy.
Yeah.
That's what's getting me these last few years.
Yeah.
Consider it all joy because it's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not. I had some times, you know, where I was like, dog, this is something I want to do.
Yeah.
But I'm always reminded you're right where you're supposed to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that I can't, that's the first one I got to do because that stands out to me. And then just, you know, all the teachers, coaches, all them people who put their hands on me and, you know, told me, you know, keep going. Mama, daddy, you know, all my family, you know, because, you know, they stayed on me. Even when I didn't think that, like, man, they being unfair.
Yeah.
You know, down the line, you realize why they was tough on you, mom and daddy.
Right.
You know, So that coach is Georgia Tech. just the man it helped me become. You know, and everybody played a important piece in my life.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody who, you know, encouraged me, everybody who told me to keep going.
Yeah.
All those people getting a shout out. That's all love. My friend group. That's another one. All my friends, all my teammates. And yeah. I don't mean to hold you, but one of the biggest things I tell recruits is, like, the guys who I talk to on a daily basis, my friends, my teammates.
Right.
They helped me too. Because we, you know, everybody, they talk about motion. We got motion.
Yeah.
I tell the recruits that too. Like, look, all the people in my friend group are successful.
Right.
Because of Georgia Tech. I got guys who, you know, top paid linemen, you know, in the NFL.
Yeah.
And also got guys who are small business owners. I got guys who run their own facility for children.
Yeah.
I got guys who are account managers. I got guys who work in finance.
Right.
You know, that's motion. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I'm saying because of Georgia Tech, that's the reason why they're successful.
Right.
Right.
That shared adversity.
Mm-hmm.
So that friend group encouraging each other, like, hey, bro, you're going to get it. Even my lowest point, when I was done playing football, that was a low point for me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I thought I was a good college player, but I didn't make it to the next level.
Right.
But my friends, they encouraged me. Mom and daddy encouraged me. All those people, they encouraged me. Like, man, you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
So shout out to them, man.
Man, Coach, I want to thank you again for coming on, man. That was Coach Joe. He doing his thing at Georgia Tech. And y'all heard what he said. Georgia Tech helped him to become successful. His family, everybody assisted him. And y'all heard one important thing I want y'all to know. He said he was at a low point at the end of him playing football. All of us deal with that. But guess what, fellas? That's really just the beginning of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we get caught up in that, oh, woe is me. But you got to realize your journey already been building, you just got to keep doing what? Building upon it. But I'm going to leave y'all how I always leave y'all. Keep your head up and not down, or else you'll fall to the ground. It's the Life of Football Podcast. Catch you next time.